Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of schools for the 2024 first term, which begins tomorrow amid a cholera outbreak, flooding in the capital Harare, and water shortages in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. Teachers have also raised concern over their wages. But first, a look at what is happening elsewhere. In an interview with VOA's White House correspondent Paris Huang on January 4, 2024, John Kirby, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, reiterated that President Joe Biden and his administration are all in on cooperation with the African continent in the coming year.
I think you're going to see us continue to be all in when it comes to Africa. We have already moved out and made terrific progress on many of the commitments that we made in the Africa Leaders Summit. And there have been visits by some 17 senior level officials of the United States government. I fully expect that those high level engagements will continue.
That was National Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, speaking to VOA. In another story, Gambia's Immigration Department has launched a manhunt for immigration smugglers after an increase in the death toll of Gambians attempting to cross the Atlantic Ocean into Europe. Some returnees are holding workshops to tell about the dangers of trying to flee the country. Senanu Todd reports from the capital, Banjul.
Soccer players with Kachikale United in Banjul say their last prayers for their teammate Sharif Osani, who goes by Amphal. Sani lost his life in October attempting to cross the Atlantic Ocean to reach Europe. Sani, together with two other teammates and about 200 others, left the Gambia via a fishing boat to the coast of Spain. A family friend, Jera Ju, says Sani was found lying dead after a routine boat cleaning exercise.
After 30 minutes of cleaning the water from the boat, then they came back, they met him lying. They tried to see if he's still breathing, but they found out that he was not breathing, and they performed this Muslim ritual before, ritual prayers and stuff like this. And then from there, they pray for him, then they throw him in the sea.
Gambia's immigration department, the GID, told VOA that 2023 saw high numbers of people leaving the Gambia for Europe, and says some people died during the Atlantic crossing. But the government hasn't yet released an official death toll. Ibrahim Gassama lost about 5 friends in October. He says his country's declining economy is driving many young people to seek greener pastures.
The situation is getting harder in this country. That's why the people are, you know, moving in large numbers. Because this country, what we are told here is that, you know, focus on your education. After your education, you will get a good job, you know, so that you could take care of your family and stuff like that. Yeah, it is true that after education here, you might get a job. But the big question mark is that job sufficient for you and your family?
Some who have taken the trip have returned. A group of returnees have joined the Youth Against Irregular Migrations, or YIM, founded by young people who attempted to migrate to Europe. Now, they hope to fight against irregular migration by training young people with computer literacy skills. Lamin B. Bojan is a founding member. He is on a campaign to talk about his near-death experiences.
This journey is not an easy journey. After, for us, the time we were leaving, nobody tell us what is on the way. We thought that, you know, it was just, you know, a silver plate. You just step on it and go. So then we decided to say, at least when we come back, we do advocacy, sensitize people, showing them that, you know, this is not the right channel, at least.
The GID says it has deployed resources to guard its coastline in a 24-hour surveillance and patrol exercise called Operation Zero Departures. They pledge to hand out smugglers profiting from irregular migration routes in the country. Sena Anutot for VOA, Banjul, The Gambia.
And back to Zimbabwe, Chief Justice Malaba today said Zimbabwean courts are doing well in terms of professionally handling cases. He made these remarks when he officially opened the 2024 judiciary year, but observers and opposition parties say the judiciary is being allegedly run by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government and ZANU-PF. Speaking to Studio 7 after the official opening, Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee Chairperson Eneji Mutodi had this to say.
Impressed. We are very impressed by the speech. We are looking forward for a constitutional democracy to flourish in Zimbabwe. We are looking forward for an efficient justice delivery system. And he has also articulated issues on the electronic case management system, which we all appreciate has been applied in most countries. And we hope that Zimbabwe is going also to be able to manage the system efficiently and for the benefit of our justice delivery system.
That was Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee Chairperson Eneji Mutodi. Opposition legislator Honorable Advocate Afadzai Maere gives an overview of the judiciary's performance in 2023.
So the biggest takeaway from the address by the Honorable Chief Justice was that the Constitution and constitutionalism are supreme. And with that, we look forward to a year where the rule of law will be respected, where fundamental rights, including the right to bail, freedom of assembly, freedom of association, political rights will be enforced. There was an emphasis on non-discrimination, so we look forward to there being no discrimination against people who freely express themselves, whether politically, artistically, or otherwise. We look forward to a year where the Constitution will be upheld. I think just applying what the learned Chief Justice said, the right to bail is a constitutional right, and it applies to everybody without fear, favor, or prejudice. It should apply to Honorable Jobsy Kala. So we look forward to that right on his part, the right to bail, being adequately enforced expeditiously. Everybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. That's what the Constitution said. So if we're to be true to the constitutional standard, those principles should apply to everyone, including Job Sikala.
That was our opposition legislator, Honorable Advocate Fadzai Maere, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of schools for the year 2024 first term, which begins tomorrow amidst a cholera outbreak flooding in the capital Harare and water shortages in Zimbabwe's second-largest city, Bulawayo. Teachers have also raised a concern over their wages. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Amalgamated Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Deputy Secretary General Mr. Munyaradzi Masiwa, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, Western Region Chairman, and CCC member Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, and a ZANU-PF member living in the United Kingdom, Mr. Masimba Mawaza. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Welcome, Nube. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll start with you, Mr. Masiwa. The term is starting tomorrow. As teachers, what's your take? What are you planning for tomorrow? Are your teachers going to school? What is happening?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. First thing that I want to highlight is that teachers are going back to their stations tomorrow from the background that they are still getting slavery wages. Teachers are more poor than before this year. Looking at the newly introduced taxes that was introduced by Minister Mutulu, you see, these taxes will have a negative impact on teachers in two ways. Firstly, their salaries, they have been getting 300 United States dollars allowance. So the conversion of that $300 into a salary, which will have taxes being put on it, means that teachers will not be able to withdraw the $300. Teachers are now going to get about $250, and on the other hand, when teachers want to dispose their income in shops through buying products for their welfare, they will get prices. You will realize that prices have gone up with between 15% to 30%. So it has a bearing on that $250 again. So we are saying teachers are more poorer in 2024 than before, and our teachers are going there to their stations not to teach, but to wait for a review of their salary.
Thank you there, Mr. Masiwa. Coming to you, Mr. Svindi, we see the situation that is happening, and also we have a challenge in Bulawayo where there is a lack of water, and at this time children will be going to school. What's your take on that?
Yes, I think schools are opening. We're all aware today, we witnessed a lot of these important school children grouped in respective areas, putting their parcels back to school. But also, you could see some parents who looked with their very long and gloomy faces, which was a clear sign that all was not well. How? As we are all aware that I agree with my friend that has spoken now, that when you look at the salaries of not only teachers, but workers of Zimbabwe, we are all aware that they are taking payers compared to what we call the poverty bottom line. The majority of our workers are getting around 100 US dollars. Some of the RFCs, but when you convert it, it goes around there. So obvious, it's clear that the gloom faces that we've seen on the face of many parents, it's clear that it is there enough. It's clear that their children didn't have possibly enough uniforms, and even the welfare in the school is not good. Also, the parents are also worried about the situation in the house, because we are aware that the teachers go out there to teach. As long as they are happy, the truth of the matter is that they're not going to have an output, which is 100%, obviously, that is not good news for the parents. Coming back to Bulawayo now about the water issue, we are also very much concerned as the residents of Bulawayo, or stakeholders of Bulawayo, that schools are opening with this big challenge of the water shortage. What it really means, now we're all aware that the velocity can increase the loading time from 3 days to 5 days. What it really means is that we don't get water five in a week. What does that mean? It means that some schools have a challenge of having water flowing all the time. And with this pandemic of cholera that is hovering around Zimbabwe, we are all aware that we have got it now. And we are very much afraid, as the stakeholders, parents, and workers, what is happening to our children. So that alone is a step on its own. So it is our hope and belief that our answer to what I was earlier said, we will continue saying it. That is the government, the ruling party, the ZANU-PF government, we're looking forward to know about this Washington Water Project, which is always a show when it's election time. But come election when they are over, nothing happens. So I'm very much worried that our answer is there. And we call upon the parliamentarians that have been elected to go to parliament to make a lot of noise about that and make sure that they push that project and make sure that it becomes a reality so that at least we also get water 24/7, so that at least parents benefit, residents benefit, and the school children also benefit.
Thank you there, Mr. Svindi. Coming to you, Mr. Mawaza, we see a gloomy picture that has been painted by the gentlemen, the two gentlemen that just spoke. What's your take as schools open in Zimbabwe?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nube. The issue to look at first, it's said that schools are opening tomorrow. The cholera pandemic, it's not people are dying, so it's going to be a ticking bomb to have kids together from different households, and then they're going to pass to each other this cholera disease. And as what they've done in Zambia, they've extended the holiday by 3 weeks to make sure that they deal with cholera before kids come back to school. I was hoping that probably the government was going to announce an extension so that they can deal with cholera. It's getting more worse, especially if we take Harare, for example. There's a flood, and the waters are just flowing into the houses, streets, carrying all the sewages. So that becomes a cocktail of disaster. It is a big problem. While teachers are worried about their salaries, we are worried about the lives of these children. We are worried about the lives of their parents, because when they leave school, they'll go back home and spread the cholera disease. And when that is done, we are going to have larger numbers of people dying of cholera. So it is said that this is going to happen, and we are hoping that something can happen in between. We really find out that it's very, very sad that the Minister of Education has not decided to give extra weeks so that at least the disease can be contained. At any moment, that's our first problem. Now, coming to the issue of the salaries and taxes, I do understand and sympathize with the teachers. Their salaries are not quite pleasing. And, of course, they must follow the legal channels which they should follow to have discussions and have their salaries raised up. The point is that the salaries cannot go up if the country does not have enough money, a budget for that. But it has to be looked into. The money is not enough. The teachers are not getting what they are supposed, what they deserve. Yes, they do the greatest job in Zimbabwe for our economy, for our societies.
Let me interrupt you. There we have a caller. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you soon. Hello, caller. Hello, yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Botswana.
Yeah, linjani lingenele kuhlelo lingaqhubekela phambili likubona njani ukuvula kwesikolo lonya?
Ya, dida, sicana lelo ukuthi ukuvula kwesikolo akuthakazelela yethu kodwa imfundo yakithi isizwe sithansi ngapha ama-school fees akhwela every day, every month. Ama-school fees abhadala ngemali okuyikuthi asiyo mali elizwe, imali okuyikuthi asiyitholi kalula. Hathi bafuna ama-US, bafuna amarandi, kodwa i-government kuze ukuthi ngayo kuthiwa kusetshenziswa amabhondi njengoba yimali yaselizweni.
Hayi, siyabonga baba. Manje kungenziwa njani laphana?
Akukuthi kufuze kube nabantu abahambisa izikhalazelo ezikwi-Ministry of Education ukuze sazise ukuthi njengoba thina abantu beningi bahola imali yaseZimbabwe kodwa bona ezikolo ngisela kuma-passport office bafuna imali yakwamanye amazwe bathi abantu badala bona bayithatha kuhle.
Hayi, okuyazwakala, ye siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lisixhumile kulolu hlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Coming back to you, Mr. Mavaza, you can continue there where you were speaking. And also, we had our caller saying, no, there's a problem there where we see a challenge every year, or rather every term, we have school fees increasing now and then, and also even prices for everything are also on the increase. That's a complaint coming from a caller. You can go ahead, Mr. Mavaza.
Thank you very much. Now, to continue from where I've left, the major issue we are facing here is the dilemma of undermining the children's lives and comparing it to the education. Education can come anytime, but their lives is important. They can lose it once and they will never gain it again. So my aim and my pressure point is, because of this cholera pandemic, schools should have been extended and not to be forced to open tomorrow. Now, coming to the issue of school fees, yes, things are difficult for everybody in the country, not only throughout the world, the economy is on a slide. And because of that, the fees are understandably going up. But I think the ministry and the minister should look into this unreasonable fees rising, which is done by some private schools and other schools. Government schools must keep the fee, the school fees at an affordable price for everybody. We must consider that most of these parents who are taking the kids to school, some of them have got 5, 6, 7 kids. Some kids are orphans. Some are being looked after by their great parents. So at least I think there should be, the social welfare should be enforced back into action and try and look at those people who cannot afford their fees and assist them. We have already have from diaspora organizations, people calling, asking for assistance for the fees. And we do agree that this is quite difficult, but it's not peculiar to Zimbabwe alone. It is actually an international problem. When schools are opened, most people have got a problem. They use all their funds in December. They celebrate one day with their fees and forget that the fees will be needed in January. Sometimes the lack of management, the lack of planning by parents causes all these problems we are facing now, when parents cannot afford their fees, when parents can't take their kids to school in the first month. It's all because this happens every year of their life, but they continue abusing their funds in December. I think we should be responsible as parents to know that by November, we put aside the fees for January so that we are not caught by this so-called January disease. It is actually a self-inflicting harm, which we do by simply trying to please ourselves on one day of December and then
thank
suffer.
Thank you, Mr. Mavaza. Tiutsoke kwa muri vamasiwa. Mavanzo vachitaura vamavaza vari kutaura kuti aiwa padzimwe nguva vabereki ndo vasina kurongeka titarise zvekare nyaya yavataura yechirwere chekorera kuti pangadai paitwa kuti zvikoro zvisavhurwe mangwana asi zvigovhurwawo kumberi paiswa dzimwe nzira dzekuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapurirana kwechirwere chekorera izvi munozviona sei?
Ndinowurirana navamavaza panyaya yekuti zvikoro dai zvisina kutombovhurwa kana takatarisana nenyaya yedenda rekorera ranepa iri. Takatarisa tinoona kuti maticha aiva paZinseki Juti kuCobertius College vakatorwara nedenda iri rekorera, asi hurumende haina chayakaita pamusoro pazvo.
Vamasiwa ndikubatei mbichana pane afona. Halo kola. Halo. Yes, yes, where are you calling us from?
Aburan.
Yeah, lingaqhubekela phambili lingenile kuhlelo.
Alright, sabonani.
Yeah, likubona njani ukuvula kwesikolo kusasa lokho?
kukuvura kwezvikoro kusasa nekuvana kuri mbono katasina zvinjalo.
Hayi, siyabonga. Yikuphi okungaba ludubo laphana elulubonayo? Hayi, siyabonga mama.
Ukhona lona lukhona imali yafika zitolo ukuthi ikhona singenisa abantwana ezikolweni.
Hayi, siyabonga mama, siyakuzwa sibili laphana. Tichidzoka kwamuri vamasiwa munogona kuendera mberi, ndaenda kumbokubata yapo.
Ndinotenda. Saka vadzidzisi kumukoba Bishop's College vaivapa juti rezvimucheki vachimaka bvunzo dzavana vakaita dambudziko rekorera hazvina akazvigadzirisa. Todzokazve pakuvhurwa kwezvikoro, tikatarisa muguta reHarare kuna Nambare, totarisa kumamisha kuna Nabhowera, kune denda rekorera rapedza vanhu rekuti mamwe mastatistics haasi kutotaurwa nemazvo. Tikatarisa muMbare ndomunobva mainfomu akawanda anenge achienda kuzvikoro zvemumatauni nekumamisha, ndomunobva mabhuku maresources evana anenge achitenga achienda kumamisha. Vabereki vane vachibva muMbare vachiperekedza vana vavo kuzvikoro zvakasiyana-siyana. Zvinokwanisika kuti panguva yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro denda rekorera ritekeshere nenyika, apo tinoona kuti nyika yacho haina kugadzirira kuhendla maissues ekorera awa. Saka tinoona kuti hurumende yaratidza ignorance yemhando yepamusoro, varatidza kushaya hanya pamaringe nekupararira kwedenda rekorera muzvikoro. Ndouyazve panyaya iri kutaurwa nevabereki, nyaya yekushayiwa fees yekuti vadzosere vana kuzvikoro. Munoona zvinoshamisa kuti hurumende iyo inofanira kunge iriyo inoprovida basic education kumwana wese womuZimbabwe, zvisinei nekuti ari kumaruwa ari mudhorobha. Section 75 yebumbiro remutemo wedu rinosungira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti iprovide basic education kumwana wese kubva kudanho repasi kuECD kusvika pafom 4, pasina mubhadharo, sokuti mubhadharo unenge uchipuwa nehurumende. Zvirimo muconstitution, zviri pachena. Asi panguva iyo yatinotarisira kuti hurumende ichengetedze bumbiro remutemo, ndonguva yatinoona kuti ai hurumende ndo yatova mberi kutyora bumbiro remutemo, ichikwidza maschool fees, ichibhadharisa mari yekunze, ichibvumidza zvikoro kuti zvitambire mari yekunze isati tambira mari yemunhu. Zvinhu zvinoshamisa munyika yekuti wondochirwiwa yaitorwiwa kunzi mwana wese womuZimbabwe agone kuenda kuchikoro zvisinei nekuti anenge ari kunzvimbo ipi. Saka vabereki vane kodzero yekuendesa vana ava kuzvikoro, nokuti bumbiro remutemo rinotaura iro kuti hurumende ndiyo chete inokwanisa kuprovide education muZimbabwe.
Tinotenda vamasiwa. Ye, laphana isikhathi sesigijimile, vavasipindi akuyigqibe laphana ngamafitshane ukuthi kungenziwa njani ke lapha ngendubo lezi ezikhona.
Well, iqiniso elikhona ukuthi uzenze usihambe uzimbabwe sikhanyele ukuthi uhlelele ezomnetho welizwe. Ezomnetho welizwe into yokuqala, kodwa singananzela kathesi ezomnetho welizwe zishile abantu abasebenzi. Njalo siyananzela ukuthi kulokugqwelegqwele okuningi lokuthi i-corruption ngokunye kusibulala lelizwe. Silabantu abasezikhundleni abangamasela abatshontshayo, abathatha la ma-minerals loko okugejwa phansi bezisebenzisele, ukuthi ngakonke lokhu kuyafakwa endaweni yakhona kungavuselela umnotho. So ethi kutshiwo lapha yikuthi izikolo ziyavulwa, besikhayela ukuthi kulo mnyaka uhulumende kahle abhadala izisebenzi zibhadale ne-US dollar impendulo
yoku-US
dollar ukwenza into abantu benesikabhadala i-school fees.
Siyabonga kakhulu babasindi.
Bahole i-RTTF besuke lapho.
Ye, siyabonga babasipindi. Isikhathi sesigijimile laphana sasichiya. Ngithatha isikhathi lesukuthi ngibonge lonke elenelisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.